and welcome, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, along with Bud Dickman, General Galen Shaw, and Robert Leonard. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you very much, Margaret. How are you doing, General?
I'm doing real good.
Bud?
Yeah, pretty good, Mr. Hendry.
I'm doing really good. Today on the program, we got Doug Danger going to talk about that Milo dude again. And
what is it with this Milo, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to know the answer to that, too.
Well, he's going to talk about it. He got fired. And...
All right, so what's Doug Danger going to talk about?
But he's just going to talk about that Milo dude.
Yeah, he's going to talk about him.
What does it mean he's going to talk about him? Because all I've been hearing people do is talk about him.
Well, apparently he's this alt-right chap. That has very controversial opinions.
Yeah. Well, he got canned from Breitbart. He got canned from. He lost a book deal. I mean, the cat's. You know, his whole thing has gone to hell. You know.
Well, what are this guy? Now I understand he said some. Talking about little kids or something.
Well, people are not sure what he said.
People are not sure what he said.
He said some. I didn't hear. You know. I don't know, man. Doug Danger's going to come on. He's going to talk about this.
Let me ask you a question. I looked at this guy's last name.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
What is it? Milo Yiannopoulos.
Bud, did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, Yiannopoulos.
What do you mean, Milo Yiannopoulos?
It's Milo Yiannopoulos, all right?
Oh, okay. Well, Jesus, you know, am I supposed to know who this guy is?
Yeah, not really. I mean, he's a phenomenon of recent making. He's a... right-wing kind of a dude, and he's gay, and he's sort of flamboyant in that way.
What do you mean? He's a right-wing dude, and he's gay, and he's... What's this guy do? Swish around the...
Well, kind of, but it's kind of like theatrical.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it. He's like a... He's a performer. He's more of an entertainer, I think, than a legitimate commentator. But nonetheless, he said some stuff, and I don't want to characterize it other than to say that it sounded like to the people that canned him at Breitbart and the people that took his book deal and whatever the hell else happened.
Well, he was invited to that CPAC, you know? You know what that is, General?
The CPAC? What is that?
It's a conservative group, right, Phil?
Yeah, they have a thing every year.
And people do speeches.
Yeah, they give a speech at CPAC and stuff.
Yeah, all you do is repeat what people are saying.
Boy, better know about it, okay?
Hey, Bud, what is with you? We really know about it. You know, Bud, you're almost like... Phil was talking about that Dwight Fry, that Igor. You don't want to become Igor, son. You want to be a man that stands tall. Don't become something that limps around the laboratory. You understand what I'm saying?
Very nicely put, General, I guess.
What does that mean, I guess?
What do you mean, Igor?
Where were we?
Good God, Phil.
Yes, so where were we?
Talk about Bible.
You're talking about Igor Yiannopoulos.
Not Igor Yiannopoulos. Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, that's the guy. So the guy said something about kids, tiny kids or something?
No, he was saying stuff about pedophilia, and he was saying that it was... He was talking from his own experience, and apparently he'd been, you know, molested as a kid. Well, the whole thing got... the whole thing got heard, and I'm not saying people heard it wrong, but it sounded like... that he was endorsing it somehow.
What, the name of Jesus?
Well, that you know, that is the perception. But again, he is a satirist in a way.
You know something? I want to ask you guys something, okay? You talk about this satire jazz, and it sounds to me like all you do is you get on the thing, like you do here, Phil, and you go, yeah, ha ha, you know, this guy, he's a, look at that guy, and then, oh, it's satire. See?
What? That's a... Yeah, that didn't make no sense.
Didn't make no sense, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, what are you telling me? You telling me that I don't say anything?
No, I'm saying you can say to a guy, look at that guy, he's got a gigantic head. Maybe the guy was born with a gigantic head. And you can say, he looks like he comes from Mars, and you'll say, wait a second, you know, that guy was born with a gigantic head. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Hey, look, Hendry.
What are you talking about, General?
What am I talking about? You clowns, just for talking...
General, I don't think you can use...
If a guy's born with a gigantic head and you go, he looks like he comes from Mars, is that satire?
No, it is not. That's insensitive commentary. That's an insult. That's not satire.
Now, why isn't that satire?
Because that's a sympathetic... You don't satirize a sympathetic target. You satirize something that's non-sympathetic. You satirize something that needs the critique. You don't mock the way someone looks. You mock the person who is insulting that person. So in that instance, we would mock the guy that says you look like you come from Mars. Okay?
What the hell is he talking about?
General, general, general. This is subtle. This is graduate. This is advanced work. Okay? This is very subtle.
What do you mean advanced? Let me tell you something. Don't give me the whole high on the hog thing. I'm trying to understand this.
Well, you're talking about satire.
I know you're talking about satire.
Did you understand what I said, though?
That made a little bit of sense.
That's what satire is. It is the holding up to ridicule, to humorous ridicule, I should say. It's got to be funny, at least to somebody. An object that is deserving of it. You know, a child is not deserving. Now, I'm not saying that that's what that Milo dude did.
Well, then what the hell did this guy do?
You know what? It is not fair, I don't think, to comment. Dean could come in and comment. It's more to the point...
You guys look like you're avoiding talking about it.
I don't want to talk about it because, A, I don't know the specifics, and B, I don't want to get into a discussion of that topic right now, man, okay? If you don't mind.
God damn, dude.
Well, you're... Yeah, Jerry. Yeah, you know, we're trying to have a little bit of fun here.
Well, it is true, General. We're trying to have a couple of laughs. All right?
All right, you want to have a couple of... I'm not the guy that brought this guy Igor Yee, but...
Igor Yee, that was...
Milo, not Igor. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Phil, you go, Barlow!
Welcome to the show, everybody. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Why don't we go over and have ourselves a little look at the traffic Phil here Henry with Bob Bacon traffic. And the group. Bob, what's it look like?
All right, fella, that was guy. Just about to say, it was got Igor yet up. Was got a pilot. I could use the Igor right there. It's got down there on the 5 freeways. Get out into town. If you're going into town tonight, I'll tell Igor if he's driving a car. Kick your butt. And Frankenstein too. Because Frankenstein got his butt kicked out there. Hey, by the way, speaking of Frankenstein, fellas, we had to get his hamburgers downtown. The best burgers in town. We're going to the Frankenstein burger at the town and go over to Chow Line at 53. Let's go over there to Skyboy.
Hey, Bob, talking about Frankenstein. I got down the 5 freeways, 405 right now. The website just did too. And we're looking down there, down there, down there on the border, it's looking like a hearse or something like that, dragon coming out, and it's like the blood of a man coming up the thing. All down out there, north 60 freeway, there's a zoop suit, a couple of zoop suits, the front side, let's go to Boy Sky Baby's weekend.
Igor, more gas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey. Oh, thank God. Spoke too soon.
Well, thanks a lot, guys, because at Rick Hebershaw's Sports Jackets, we're blowing up our prices. That's right, we're bringing down the prices 30, 40, 50, in some instances 60, 70, 80, even 90%, even 95%, in some instances 99%. In some instances, you got it, we're giving them away. And in those instances, sometimes we can't even give them away.
Rick Ebersol's Sports Jackets.
Yes, we've got the houndstooth, we've got the wool, we've got the cashmere, man. We got that slick, real seersucker job. We got it all going on, man, at Rick Ebersol's Sports Jackets. We're cutting prices up to 99%. And in some instances, here, take the jacket and get out.
Rick Ebersol's Sports Jackets. We're blowing up prices, sale prices. Rick Ebersol sales jackets, Sandy Annie, and in Anaheim. Rick Ebersol.
Ouch! I'm Mark Langston, attorney at law. If you find yourself falling down drunk at the wheel of a car and you drive it right into a bus stop where there are elderly people, it's not your fault. Remember, don't plead guilty. Friends don't let friends go to jail. Mark Langston, I'm the attorney that can get you out of any problem. Drunk driving, armed robbery, cold-blooded murder. I've done it all and I'll do it for you.
Mark Langston has 45 years as an attorney in the city of Los Angeles and in other cities where he's been run out of town on a rail.
Mark Langston, you call me up. I'll help you out. I'll get you out, and if I don't get you out, you can beat me to death with a board with a nail in it.
Mark Langston, attorney at law.
Dial this number right now, and if I don't answer the phone personally, you can come to my house and strangle me.
Mark Langston, attorney at law.
Remember, friends don't let friends plead guilty to murder.
Mark Langston, attorney at law.
That's my name. Don't wear it out, man.
Mark Langston, attorney at law.
Giving me my money's worth, huh?
Mark Langston, attorney at law.
All right. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Some nice,
That was very nice. But, who is this, bud?
Don't know, but it sounds Metallica.
More Metallica. Oh, Master of Puppets, yeah.
How's it called again?
It's called Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets? Sounds like a horror movie or something.
All right, it's time now on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, I guess, for the... you know what? You guys were asking me about something. Yeah, I don't know whether I share that with the audience or not.
Well, it is very interesting, and it's the use of a song. So you were just talking about parody and satire, and Phil right now is talking to his attorney about the usage of parody, of the usage of a song, of a parody song, right?
No, it's the use of a song.
If you don't mind, Phil.
Right.
The use of a song in the parody...
No, not a parrot.
Parody, not parrot, you ass. In the
use of a song of a parrot? Is that what she said?
Using a song in parody is what I was trying to say.
All right, Phil, I understand. Please don't yell at me like I just came over the border and all I got is you and a couple of tortillas and a bag. Oh, very funny. So there's Phil laughing at the immigrant experience.
No, I'm not. No, but I'm laughing at what you said.
My God, ladies and gentlemen, you didn't see it. Phil just looked as if he was Dean Martin on a roast going,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, Phil, you look real...
Yeah, I look kind of slick.
Thank you very much. What I was going to say was the following thing. Parody and the use of a song in parody. Are we allowed to use it? Are we allowed to use... What songs can we use? What materials can we use? Okay, this is something that has come up. And I got a meeting with my lawyer later on. Because we do a lot of that stuff. And sometimes, I don't know, you know...
What have you run afoul of the law or something?
No, we haven't. In fact, we're looking for the right answer here so that we do not... You see. And probably it's something I ought to talk with. Well, Doug Danger is going to come up here right now. Excuse me.
Slow down, Phil. This is what you said. Because you start to sound like you've got, like you got a dry mouth. And that leads to people thinking that you're grinding up, you're like no-dos and snorting. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds as if you're...
No, it doesn't sound like anything. I've got a dry mouth, and that could be a lot of things. Maybe.
You got a glass of water?
Yeah.
Good God, baby.
General, talking to you is enough to make anybody get nervous and have a dry mouth. All right.
Whatever that means.
Right. Whatever that means. All right. So what I wanted to say was we have on the line with us, of course, for the Alt-Right Report, we're going to have R.C. Collins. Then we got Doug Danger coming up, and he'll tell us more about the excitement surrounding the Milo Yiannopoulos story. Not Igor, Milo.
I didn't know about it.
So, well, now you do, okay? But first, we got R.C. Collins with the... Alt-Right Report from San Leandro, California. R.C., a very pleasant good day to you.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Henry, and this is R.C. Collins with an Alt-Right Report for today, the 22 of February in the year 2017. This is R.C. Collins from San Leandro with the Alt-Right Report. Well, President Trump has issued sweeping orders to the Homeland Security Bureau to go out and round up the illegal aliens that are in the country and are everywhere. He issued the orders by, I guess he phone called people, but I'm not sure, but it doesn't make any difference. He sent emails and he issued the orders.
Did he do it himself?
Shut up, bud.
Bud, the guy's making a report.
I'm making my report, okay?
All right, man, let's talk about it.
Bud, be quiet before someone drops you permanently.
Oh, my God.
Yes, before someone drops you permanently.
Thank you, Ms. Gray.
Well?
Go ahead, man.
Well, this guy...
You want me to start it again?
Start the damn music again, okay? And be quiet, will you? Jesus. And now here's R.C. Collins with the Alt-Right Report.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry. This is R.C. Collins with the Alt-Right Report. President Trump issued sweeping new measures today on the immigrant situation, and he issued sweeping new measures to the Homeland Security Department and said you have to go and get the illegal aliens, round them up, and they will be transported back over the border. No more catch and release either, and catch and release was very controversial. Like, I don't know if you're aware what catch and release is when you fish for a fish, Mr. Henry. Do you know about that?
Are you asking him?
Would you?
Bud, would you shut your mouth before I put my fist right through the face, through the back of the head, and I begin to rearrange things on the wall with my fist and arm through your head?
Oh, my...
Yes, with my fist and arm through your head.
All right.
And you be quiet, kid.
What was the question?
I was wondering if you... You know what? I forgot. God.
And now here's R.C. Collins with the Alt-Right Report.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Henry. This is R.C. Collins with the All Right Report for today, Wednesday, February 50th. I don't know.
It's 22nd.
February 22nd. This is R.C. Collins with the All Right Report. Well, it looks like President Trump today issued sweeping new orders to get the illegals out and get them out and everything like that. So he issued sweeping orders to the Homeland Bureau of Security, and they're going to go and get everybody out. And he also said that there's not going to be no catch and release. That's what I was going to. And I'm asking Mr. Henry, and only Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry, have you ever fished for the fish?
Yeah, you mean, have I gone fishing?
Yeah, have you gone fishing?
Yes.
And have you ever done catch and release?
I imagine I have, yeah.
Can you explain to everyone what that is?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good, because I'll tell people.
Well, why did you ask me if I could explain?
Because I wanted to know if you had the ability to explain it, but I'll do it. Jesus.
Look, kid, you don't listen to you.
Just let me do this, okay? Catch and release, as Mr. Henry was probably going to say, although I don't really know what he was going to say, is when you catch something and then you release it, okay? And so that's what they were going to do with the catch and release.
What the f***?
This is R.C. Collins. Wait a minute.
You're done, right?
No, I'm not done, dickhead.
Hey, turn the freaking music off. Get the report out and on the air so we can move on to something else, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
Now you've upset him.
What, are you going to start bawling, kid? We just want to get this report going.
Well, I know that, but this guy's all like...
I'm sorry. Please continue.
Well, anyway, the catch and release was what they used to do. They'd catch an illegal alien, and then they'd release him. And that what that meant was he had to show up for a court date later on. So that's nuts, and President Trump stopped that, and that's been stopped. This is R.C. Collins, and this has been the Alt-Right Report for today, February.
All right, thank you very much, R.C.
You know, he's going to hear about that.
Well, isn't that just terrible? He's going to hear about it. So what?
Jesus. You know what? You got to pull it. You should sit down and have some kind of a primer or some sort of a round table with a lot of these creeps and clowns and clodhoppers that come on this show and tell them how to get out what it is they got, man.
Yeah, all right. We'll be right back.
Don't blow it off, man. This is important stuff.
We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger coming up. World-famous Phil Henry Show. The El Pacifico in Southern California coming right back. It won't be long now before we have our brand new website up and running. It won't be long now before we have a whole new world of Phil for you to investigate and explore on our brand new redesign, which we've done. I guess this is our third redesign of our website. We're going to make it more user-friendly than ever before, but the price will go up a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit. I mean, you got to figure expenses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, everyone who buys their subscription at the rate today, all of the people that bought their subscriptions when it was only $6.95, everybody that bought their subscriptions when we were doing six-month subscriptions. Everyone who's purchased their subscription at today's price, in other words, they keep that price. They get grandfathered in that price. So before the new website gets rolled out and the price of a subscription to the Phil Henry Show website goes up, I would suggest if you've thought about getting a subscription to our website, this is the best time to do it because you'll get the subscription at the $10.95 price. The year is like $7.99 or whatever it is, bud.
Yeah, they say it's $9.99.
Yeah, about $9.99.
What is it with you guys and the $9.99 and all that stuff?
You like to say it that way. It's somewhere in that neighborhood, so go check it out and you'll be grandfathered in.
Now, what does that mean about grandfather?
It means that you're going to be grandfathered in.
Oh, but, you know, it's too difficult to explain. Your questions, they're irritating today, all right? Just try to keep them to a minimum.
What do you mean they're irritating?
They're just needless. So, please.
Mr. Henry, you go, like, needless, because, you know, like, you're...
Yeah, we get it, son, but you see, today is not the day. Everybody's sort of on edge. Might have something to do with that Igor Yiannopoulos or whatever the guy...
Milo, man!
I know. So, get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Shore. Sure. Yeah, all right, let's make a big deal out of it.
Ladies, hold on for a minute. Yeah, David Hall. Phil just said the world-famous Phil Henry Shore. That's correct. He's online, too.
All right, Phil, I just heard that you said Phil Henry Shore.
Uh-huh.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling fine.
You sure you didn't mean to say Dinah Shore?
Hey, this is Captain Pete. All you landlubbers, come into Captain Pete's and have yourself a seafood dinner you'll never forget. All of our seafood is fresh. It's caught right out there in the ocean, not more than a couple of hundred yards from where our restaurant is located. That's right. We go right out there in the ocean. We find whatever's swimming around. We bring it in. We bread it, cook it, give it to you, and we say, guess what that is? If you can guess, you get it free.
Captain Pete's Potluck. Guess what it is? You get it for free.
That's right. And all the fish we got swimming out here in the Pacific Ocean right off of California is all good quality fish. I don't know what it is exactly. Some of it looks like it belongs maybe 2, 3, 4 billion years ago. But hey, you know what? Gigantic squid, shit like that.
Watch your language at Captain Pete's.
So come on in, bring the family. Don't bring the family, come in by yourself. Bring your girlfriend, bring your wife, and then bring your girlfriend. You probably have a lot more fun just coming in by yourself.
Captain Pete's, seafood and potluck. Tank the Igman Freeway, go 5 miles south to the shoreline, and then hug the shoreline all the way down to Captain Pete's there at the pier.
Captain Pete's, we're at the pier, that's where we fish from. Well, you think we fish from there, we don't really. We fish from, actually I go to the store and buy it.
We buy all of our seafood at Ralph's.
Captain Pete's.
Woo!
Hey!
Welcome back to Phil Henry Show.
Drop top.
World famous Phil Henry Show, Neil Pacifico in Southern California. With me, General Galen Shaw, and all of the other falderall we have here for you. And we've got Doug Danger is going to be joining us now. And we'll get maybe, if we're lucky, I guess we'll get ourselves another explanation, a clearer explanation, as to what everybody's talking about when they talk about all this.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
All right, I mean, people were calling him Igor here 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's a little difficult. It's a tough name. How did you figure out how to pronounce it?
I went and I listened to some things, you know, very short things.
Not too dead. You never heard the guy.
Yeah, you said never heard the guy, Phil.
It's Mr. Henry.
Sorry, Mr. Henry.
I haven't heard him, but I did go on YouTube to hear how the name's pronounced, so that when they were like introducing him, stuff like that.
But you never heard what he said.
I heard a little bit of what he said. Look, I'm going to start kicking some ass and taking some names and throwing people through windows if you don't just chill out, okay?
Everyone chill out. Phil's on edge.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, you know, David Hall called up and tried to... What did you mean by that shoreline, anyway?
You know, every little mistake that I make around here, maybe it's you guys are worried that because I'm making mistakes that I might have some kind of a brain fart one day and just eliminate you from my mind. Like, I'll forget you guys even exist and I'll have to go out and create all new people.
Look at the way you guys are looking at me.
Well, but, you know...
No one's ever put it that way.
Yeah, do you think that'll happen?
No, it's not gonna happen.
But if you have a stroke or something...
You could have a stroke, Phil.
Oh, my... Will you relax? So... Anyway... Yeah, anyway...
It's Doug Danger on the line from the Orange County Courier. Boy, I'll tell you, Doug, been talking with you. I don't think we've talked to you in a long time, but... first of all, welcome to the program. And you're an interesting guy to have on the show concerning this Milo Yiannopoulos, because you, for the longest time, have called yourself a gay man and a gay journalist as a, you know, sort of an identification, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good way of putting it. It's an identification because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I'm proud of who I am, proud of what I've achieved in my life, and I've come out, I came out like a long time, about 5 weeks ago, to tell everyone, you know, I've come up a long, hard road, man, and these guys that are trying to steal my thunder or come out and say, hey, you know, I'm gay, and and I'm a conservative, all this stuff like that, Milo Yiannopoulos, dude, I don't know what that guy's about, and I don't know what game he's playing at, but if people think he's some kind of an original, I'm a gay man and a gay... I want to go one by one. Now,
please don't ask us if we know that you're gay.
I want to go one by one, if you don't mind. General, you know I'm gay.
Yes, I know you're gay. You say it every time you're on the show.
Yeah, well, I haven't been on in a while. You just got done saying that.
I know you're gay.
Who's that?
Dickman.
All right, what about you, Robert?
Yeah, I know you're gay.
And I do, too.
And I know you're gay.
All right, so you know I'm gay.
Yes.
Good God. Listen, man, I'll tell you what, Phil, it's a highly charged atmosphere, a lot of political issues at stake, a lot of people with, you know, short fuses, a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of things are going on, all right? So you got to understand, I got to be clear on a few things, and I got to make it very, very clear, because you got this Milo Yiannopoulos dude who's trading on his gayness. He's trading on that. He's saying, look at me, not only am I gay, I'm a conservative. See what I'm saying? So I have to be sure. That's all I'm saying. So I just want one more time. General?
Oh, are you giving me a... Come on, man.
General?
God, he just went...
I'm asking you, man.
Yes, I know you're gay.
All right. Margaret?
Yes.
Robert?
Yeah.
Bud.
Yeah.
Phil?
Yes.
Well, I don't know, man.
Come on, Doug. We've only got a few minutes.
All right. So here's what I'm saying. When you come out and say you're gay and you are a political conservative, you're thinking you're pretty original. Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? I think I'm pretty original. Don't you think I'm original? Anybody can answer.
Are we having an interview here, or are you having a Q&A with us?
I want to find out my effect and my influence and my public position and my media presence and my brand, man. I want to know what my brand is, because I came out a long damn time ago, all right? Almost 2 months. And I want people to understand...
You've come out 2 months ago, huh?
That's right. I want people to understand that long before the guys...
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, Milo Yiannopoulos. Boy, you're pretty familiar with his name. You big fan of his?
No, I'm not. I learned how to say it before I came on the air.
All right.
What about you?
I'd never heard of this guy. I wouldn't know this guy, man, if I ran him down. All I know is this. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Yes!
What a homophobe, man. That's all I got to say.
I'm not a homophobe. You ask that question one more time, I'm getting up and I'm walking out of here and I'm never coming back.
That might be a good thing.
Hey, would you do me a favor and not do it? You're asking me not to leave? No, I'm asking right now, I'm asking Doug, would you just quit asking the question?
Well, I'm going to make the statement. I'm going to ask the question, but I'll tell you that I'm making the statement.
If that's all I can hope for.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, don't ask me if I know that.
All right. But because of that, I have carved out, by blood, sweat, and tears, I've carved out a position, a media brand for myself that's second to none. I carved out Gay Eye, came up with Homo Eye, Gay Man, Gay Journalist. I got shorthand. I got it all going on. And along comes this guy, and he's going to steal my thunder because he's some kind of an alt-right conservative, whatever, man. Just because you're a conservative and you happen to wear, like, beads. I saw this guy on TV the other day. He looked like he's wearing Fijian black pearls or something like that. I don't know what that's about, but, you know, to each his own. But you gotta have to come up with something more than that, man, to make your way in this world as a media brand. That I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, you're a gay man and a gay journalist, but what else?
What else?
Yeah, what else do you do?
I'm a gay man. What else?
Well, what else? See, Milo is a gay man and a gay journalist, and he's also a very flamboyant and out conservative thinker.
All right, wait, you call him a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, so is he.
All right.
You know what, Dagger? It looks like you're getting your brand stolen from you.
No way, man. Let me tell you something. The day I have to have a gift, I'm a journalist, man, okay? I go out and report on movies. I go out and report on entertainment in the city of Los Angeles and Orange County. Because that's what I do for the Orange County Courier. And I also go to all the award shows. That's what I do. I'm not going on TV and talking about, politics, other than to say that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know, that's self-explanatory.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, it's like the time when Bush ran for president. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Well,
what?
That means I'm against Bush, man. I'm a Democrat.
All right, Doug, I think...
I'm just telling you, man, for you guys going to fall for all, every gay guy that comes down the pike, every gay guy that comes down the runway, you're going to think, well, this guy's original, man. He's a real original thing. This is an original brand, man. Nope, I'm the original. Me, Doug Danger.
You know, there's a lot of gay guys that have been out before you in media.
Yeah, name one.
Guys that were Neil Rogers in Miami.
I'm talking about a national presence. Name one.
I think Neil had a national presence.
No, he didn't. He was on local Miami radio. Give me a.
What about Mr. Blackwell?
Nobody knew. He didn't say he was gay.
Well, give me a break.
Oh, you trying to tell me that was obvious?
Mr. Blackwell didn't come out. What about Liberace?
Didn't say he was gay either.
So what do you mean?
I'm talking about out. Liberace. A lot of people, especially old ladies, thought. Old ladies hoped. You know, let's face it. There are a lot of old ladies out there that want to go to bed with Liberace, man. They hoped and prayed they'd be able to go to bed with Liberace. They hoped and prayed they'd be able to go to bed with Mr. Blackwell.
What are you talking? Mr. Blackwell? I remember when that guy had the fashion deal, right?
Yeah, he had the worst-dressed women.
Oh, yeah, the worst-dressed women of the year. Fantastic. It was very entertaining. Very entertaining, I should say.
Yeah, thank you.
Entertaining.
Yes.
All right, so... So, all right, so that, but they never came out of the closet, see? They never came out and said, I'm gay. So you had, in the case of Mr. Blackwell, you had in the case of Liberace, you had hundreds of millions of old ladies hoping and praying that one of these days they'd be nude in bed with those two guys. That's how well they sold their heterosexuality.
Give me a break.
Are you nuts or something? They're people, they didn't have to admit it. Most everybody knew it.
Oh! So in other words, what you're saying is you were prejudiced against them based upon the fact that Liberace walked around in a cape and Mr. Blackwell had a lot of moistener on his hands. Shit.
No, that's not it.
Well, then what is it?
I think it was the way that they talked.
Yeah, right there. See what I'm saying? You hear Doug Danger doing that? No, I don't. You hear that Milo Yiannopoulos guy do it? Yes, he does. This is what he does. He goes, oh, geez, that Donald Trump is fabulous. I don't do that, man. I don't roll like that. I'm Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist. And you, if I'm gay, I come around and say I'm gay. But I don't sound gay.
Well.
Oh, my God.
No, you don't. Not that much.
Well.
No, you don't.
Okay. So that was Liberace. That was Mr. Blackwell. That's this Milo guy. That's what I'm talking about, the uniqueness of my brand. And so I don't think anybody should get fooled into thinking this guy is legit.
Well, this dude is like, he's lost his gig, Doug. I mean, he's lost his...
Well, he's opening his yap. He's saying a whole lot of things he shouldn't say.
Well, you know, we talked about this whole thing about perception before the show. I don't know if we talked much about it on the air, but we talked about perception being reality.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, in other words, if you say something and people think that what you're talking about is over the line, they think it's over, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I got to remember that what I say is going to be taken a certain way. And I got to remember that I got to kind of couch it. You know, I got to kind of put it in a way that people can understand it. I can't just go running my mouth all the time. Hi, Doug Danger, gay man, gay journal. That's why I invented shorthand, so I can edit myself as I go. I can look and see what I'm talking about, see?
What do you mean you edit yourself as you go with, you call that shorthand?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm talking, I'm also seeing the words coming out like on a teletype. And I'm looking, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, okay, that's good. Here's what I believe. I believe that all gay people ought to have the right to vote and all this. Okay, that's good. And, you know, I think Milo Yiannopoulos is a really good guy. Now I'm going to cut that out. Milo Yiannopoulos is a real asshole, something like that, you know. And so I'm going to do shorthands, we'll go like this. I'm Doug Dag Dag Dang. I'm a gay man, gay journalist, Doug Dang, Milo Yiannopoulos, real asshole, about team.
It sounds too much like Bakian.
Sounds too much?
That sounds like Bakian.
Well, man, that hurt. So in other words, you say I'm sounding like some guy who sounds like he was dropped headfirst off of the Eiffel Tower, and it didn't kill him. All it did was just scramble his brains to the point where he just talks real fast, and he's mounted on one of those little electric carts, kind of like that one dude in Star Trek. All that left was his head. What an asshole.
Don't hang up.
Can't hang up!
I know that, man. I think I know that.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about being a gay man and a gay journalist, doing homo eye, gay eye if you want, and being able to self-edit.
Doug, I don't think anyone here doubts the fact that you were out a long time ago, however, 2 weeks, 5 months, whatever it is, and that you have sort of established that as your brand, the gay man and gay journalist. I do not think that that's what Milo Yiannopoulos is doing. I know that he has, obviously he's gay, he says he's gay, he's out, and he is a journalist, as Phil said, but he doesn't go around saying, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, right now what he's done is he's stunk the whole thing up for the rest of us because he's got some weird thing hanging over his head. I'm not going to talk about it, and I know you don't want to talk about it, Phil.
Well, I mean, look, we were talking about perception being reality. The point that I was trying to make with everybody is this. If you say something and people take it the wrong way, you don't have the moral high ground. You got kind of, you know, your position's sort of tenuous and people take it the wrong way. Your ass is grass, man, because they're not going to forgive you for that.
What do you mean by the moral high ground? Not like, you know, not talking about little kids or anything.
Let's say you got an opinion, like I was saying, like burning the flag or something. Let's say people think that you're being a real asshole because you think, you know, you're doing a piece of satire and burning the flag. And people take that to mean you hate America. Well, you don't, but that's how they took it. The moral high ground here, I think, is that you're making a legitimate statement about expression. You're not talking about sex with kids.
All right, see, right there, Phil's right. I called you, Doug, because you were so right. I saw myself in you, which is kind of a paternal thing, but you are right.
Thank you.
All right, because the point is that if you say something so odious, I'm a gay man, gay journalist. I gotta know what I'm saying. That's why I self-edit. That's why I got the what we call shorthand, Doug Danger shorthand. I gotta self-edit because I'm going on and say, whoa, I can't say that. I gotta edit that out, toss that out, saying, okay, he's talking about having sex with it. Nope, gotta throw that out, man. So he didn't self-edit. He doesn't have it till right now. Milo don't have gay eye. And if you don't have gay eye, you're not able to, you can't eyeball what you're saying. You got to be able to eyeball it. And, and having gay eye means having being able to eyeball, but.
Yeah?
Forget it.
Being able to eyeball what you're saying.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. So gay eye, the reason why I hesitated there is I want to say gay eye is really, it's now evolving into eyeball. It's got the gay eyeball or you're eyeballing it. You're eyeballing it gay, I think.
No, that's it. I think what you want to say is I'm eyeballing it gay.
Right. So what I do is I eyeball it gay. If it comes to the gay filter on eyeball, you just, I'm eyeballing it, okay?
All right, man. All right, I understand.
And Liberace, every old lady in the world wanted to shag that ass. I'll tell you something.
Doug Danger, folks.
Yeah, you've been hanging up on a lot of people lately.
You have, and David G. Hall even mentioned that. He said, you know, get Phil to lock out differently. He's hanging up on people.
Oh, is that right? Phil Henry Show.
Well, that's pretty said to us in front of the show.
Honestly. Get Phil to do what? Get Phil to lock out different. He's always hanging up on people. Look, every time I try to get rid of a phone call around here, I got people saying, hey, well, one more thing, Phil, or let me say this, Phil, or let me say that. You hear these people keep talking.
Well, I just, you know, find a different way of locking out.
Yeah. See what I'm just saying? I said that people keep on talking, and they don't...
I'm just kidding.
Don't ever do that again, bud.
All he did was kill your microphone to show you. Running
your house with pussy. We'll be right back, Phil Henry Show.
Oh, don't get all pissed off.
Well, spring is here, and it's a great time to clean the house up. It's spring cleaning time. Get Yorgos ExtraVac. Yorgos can fit anywhere. It can be in your pocket. It can be underneath your hat. You can walk into a room with it in your pants. But wherever it is, it's handy. And then you can just take it and clean whatever's around you. Say you're in your friend's house and you're sitting in his chair and you can smell the dirt and the dust. You can smell cat food. The whole thing is giving you the creeps. Turn on Yorgos ExtraVac and just suction up everything around you. It's fantastic. I never thought it was possible. My name, by the way, is Duke Yorgo. It's not my company. It's my son's.
Hi, I'm Jerry Yorgo and I invented the
Yorgos ExtraVac.
Yeah, I do it. It's fun to do.
Right. But he hired me to be the announcer. Not that I get a piece of the company or anything. Yorgos ExtraVac and ExtraVac Plus. Use the Yorgo ExtraVac or ExtraVac Plus in any filth-ridden garbage pit house that you're visiting. Yorgos ExtraVac and ExtraVac Plus. My son invented it.
Hey, I gotta go out and get it.
Yeah, David?
Thanks for it.
Hey, David Hall. What's up, man?
What's up? Let me say something to you. I said this to the guys. Turn that down, will you, bum? I said this the other day to you, and I wanted to
turn the music down, man.
I said this the other day to the other guys, and I wanted to mention it to you. You're hanging up on people when they still got something to say.
Because they keep on talking, man, and they keep on talking.
I know. Well, why don't you finish what they're... Let them finish.
Here's the reason why I can't let them... If you let people talk, they'll keep on talking. It's like... you know, you and I were talking at one time. I said, you know, a lot of talk show callers, you'll be talking to them. I said, well, thanks a lot for calling. Hey, one more thing?
Yeah, well, that's the one more thing rule. But you got guests. You don't have any callers. You got guests. And they're not going to say one more thing because that'll make them look like they're losers. You know, like they got nothing else to do with their life but go on the Phil Henry Show. Like, oh, please, I want to be I was a guest. You ever seen these guests that are callers?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, people are pathetic.
What are you talking about?
Oh, there's people that are guests. And then they like being a guest so much that then the next night they're a caller to the show. It's real bad. And I had to draw the line on that with one of the shows that I was producing for a while. It was Smiling Jack. Remember him?
Yeah.
Well, he had this guest on. Somebody was talking to him about chili peppers, how to make chili or some crap like that. And then the guy was pretty good. And then the next night the guy calls back, hey, it's Smiling Jack, you know. And they were talking about like Auschwitz or something. This guy's making chili.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Wait a minute. The guy was on the night before.
He was on the night before at Smiling Jack's show making chili. So then the next day, because he was doing the rest, the next night they're talking about Auschwitz or World War II or something. And hey, it's Smiling Jack. Let me ask you about these gas chambers.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you just did it again.
That's right. I'll keep on doing it again, man. Oh.
Well, talk about that perception reality thing.
Do I want to talk about what?
Well, talk about that perception reality thing.
Oh, perception.
Yeah, perception being reality.
It's like we were saying. It's like Doug was saying. He's absolutely right.
Well, you had the problem. You were talking about the Brian Cox thing.
Well, come on, Phil. That was very interesting.
Years ago when I was in Miami, and since that time, by the way, I've spoken with Brian Cox. I've spoken with his wife. He's a great guy. He's a good man.
Yeah, but that's not the way it was.
Well, just hold on for a minute, man. Brian Cox played middle linebacker for the Miami Dolphins and published some remarks. And by published some remarks, he said some things on our airwaves during a post game. He was not happy with me or the station I was on, WIOD.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, he said... Shut up, okay? It's not important what he said. Then the next night, I came out and I said something about him. Now, what happened, and here's a really good example of what I'm talking about. I was pretty sure that I was on good footing. You know, what I said was a satirical remark, and I was simply exchanging in that real extreme satire. However, one of his kids had heard this remark at school, or some of the kids...
Well, the kids, they're playmates.
Yeah, another kid heard it and taunted one of Brian Cox's kids with this. And that... really bugged me. That bothered me.
So you were in the wrong.
No, I wasn't. I was not in the wrong in terms of what I said on the air. Because, look, man, you know, WIOD was a freewheeling radio station.
Yeah, but you were not responsible to that young kid.
We were an adult radio station, okay? And we're going to say adult things. I will tell you this, though. Yeah, you're right. I was bothered that that child heard that. But if you are bothered that kids are going to hear things that make them upset about their parents, you're not going to hear any commentary anywhere about anything, man. You're not going to hear anybody saying anything about anybody. However, having said that, it bothered me. And it was one of those things where I could not, for the life of me, I wasn't going to get anybody on my side. Now, as it turned out, I had just enough of fair footing on this thing because Brian... back then, was a controversial figure.
Well, this is a guy, now this market, you know, this Brian Cox guy, he was a real badass, right?
Yeah, real badass on the field and everything.
Yeah, this guy's real, you know, a tough guy and all this, and said a lot of crazy stuff, so people thought he was a little bit of a jackball anyway.
Well, I don't understand anything about football, but you're saying this man was sort of jackballish.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, sure, jackballish, but there's a good word.
Well, you know something, Phil? We do what we can around here, all right? Your vocabulary blows a duck, so...
Yeah, gotta make them up.
Fine. In any event, and in conclusion, and forthright and all that stuff. So, yeah, I said what I said, and it got back to him. He got pissed, and I was sorry for that, and I felt bad about that, but I was still, you know, continued with the comments... stating the reasons why I said what I said. The guys that got upset were the sports writers. The audience was kind of split. A lot of them were Brian Cox fans. A lot of them were Miami Dolphin fans. A lot of them were fans of ours, WIOD Radio. So they were kind of split down the middle. But that was one of those things that could have gone very badly for me.
Well, so what was the upshot of that?
Well, the upshot was I was able to make the case as to why I said what I said. And I was able to, and was fortunate because while I had said what I said, Mr. Cox had also said something.
Well, the comment that he made, that's not, I'm not going to say it.
Why can't we say it?
I don't want to bring it up again. You understand?
Well, that's kind of dirty pool, Phil.
It ain't dirty pool. I don't want to bring it up again.
What are you throwing around there anyway?
The bag of pills.
Some of my pills, some prescription.
Can I look and see what kind they are?
No, you may not.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Phil, what are you hiding the pills? What are you taking?
Yeah, what are you taking? It's none of your business, man. So, let me see. Get out of there, will you? So, yeah, he had said something kind of rude.
Yeah, well, he said a kind of a rude thing, so it made him look kind of like a jackball, too.
Yes. That was also another thing that kind of saved my ass. So, eventually what happened, though, is that I saw him years later at a party, a Christmas party for Fox Radio, and I met his wife, and I had a great conversation with her and about Brian, and I you know, shook his hand, and it was all good, you know, it was cool, and I learned, you know, a lesson from that. I learned that you really do have to be a lot more careful with what you say, especially even if it's in a really charged atmosphere like, you know, talk radio and the controversial personality of a sports figure and a crazy ass football season.
But what was it? It was going on with the Dolphin season that year that had you guys so up in arms. These guys at the radio station you worked for were going nuts.
Now this was WIOD.
Yeah, we were the flagship station for the Dolphins. And unlike a lot of flagship stations, if you have the rights to a sports team, and I suppose it makes sense.
Suppose? Sheesh. Can you imagine paying for the money?
General, can I finish this?
But wait a minute. Can you imagine paying money for the rights to a sports team, and then you come on there and say, yeah, hi, this is the, the Sacramento Bees.
Sacramento Bees.
Just using a team, all right? This is your Sacramento Bee station. And by the way, the bees blow.
Don't say that. No, we didn't say that, but...
Doesn't make any sense.
All right, but we didn't say that, but... Yeah, we were very critical of the Dolphins, and it was unusual because you don't do that. I liked it. I thought it was great. I thought we worked for a great guy. Bob Green was our general manager, and that's the guy that the Bob Green character that I do is based on.
Yeah, they're the same kind of a guy.
Well, no, not the same kind of a guy. Completely different guys. Bob Green, never mind, man. So, I make a long story short... it was unusual. And the Dolphins had a bad season in 95. Dan Marino was now getting on, I don't know, 12th, 13th year in the league. No Super Bowl wins. Don Shula hadn't had a Super Bowl win. He hadn't had a Super Bowl win since the early 70s, you know, when they won two in a row. And since that time, he'd been in two other Super Bowls and lost. And so... Yeah, Dolphin fans were kind of up in arms, and we sort of rode that. So,
but you know, you learned. But you said the moral high ground.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying we had the moral high ground, but I will say this: we were able to defend our position. I was able to defend what it was I was saying. And the other part of that was the guy that I was satirizing was a guy that was already controversial in and of his own right. So, it sort of played well for me. It didn't exactly hurt Brian Cox, to be honest with you. He remained a very popular figure. He remained a lightning rod. He went on to play for the New England Patriots and be a part of a Super Bowl team.
Talk about Brian Cox of the Dolphins?
Yeah, man. He got traded to the Patriots.
God, man. Talk about lucky.
Well, I wouldn't call it lucky. I mean, the guy, you know, he earned it. And then went into a career in broadcasting. So that's how that rolls, folks.
Well, let that be a lesson to whoever for whatever reason.
Well, I'm not even sure what that means, you know?
What it means is if you're going to say something controversial, make sure you're on a fairly solid moral footing and make sure that the target of your satire is one that is a legitimate target. Like I said, you don't go making fun of, what the hell was you guys talking about? A guy with a big head or something?
I was talking about a guy whose head is so big he comes...
Talking about a man who looks like he comes from Mars.
Yeah, don't do that, man. You're not going to make fun of someone who's got a physical malady. You don't make fun of a child that has a developmental disability.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that you do, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they're wrong, man. If you listen to the bits we do, we make fun of people that make fun of that. We target the people that target those kinds of people. That's how you do that kind of thing. All right, folks.
There's a bunch of guys out there right now saying, yeah, sure.
Of course there are. Of course there are. Because they don't get it, and they don't know what makes it successful. They wouldn't know how to do it themselves in a million years, and they're not funny, and they're not me.
Oh, brother.
World-famous Phil, can I do now?
Go ahead.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One, man.
This is Johnny speaking.
Huh?
Yeah, that's old.
I don't care. I just heard it the other day.
Johnny speaking.